USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
4th of July fireworks are an annual tradition, but in some cities there won't be any fireworks this year. Steve Hauser is the president of the National Fireworks Association. He joined CNN and explains why some cities are encountering issues when they're trying to put fireworks displays on for the 4th.
The professional fireworks side has two primary issues this year. One is obviously supply. You can't just ship those fireworks on any old vessel. There's only a few shipping lines that will actually carry the 1.3G professional fireworks. The other issue is that labor is troublesome.
What's left of Tropical Storm Colin is now dissipating over eastern South Carolina. The storm did dump heavy rain along coastal areas of the Carolinas. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A new poll is shedding some light on how Americans feel about the country heading into the 4th of July.
A new poll shows an overwhelming and growing majority of Americans say the U.S. is heading in the wrong direction. That number includes nearly 8 in 10 Democrats. The poll by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, suggests President Joe Biden faces fundamental challenges as he tries to motivate voters to cast ballots for Democrats in November's midterm elections.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says no one really knows when the war in Ukraine will end. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Scholz notes Russian President Vladimir Putin is the leader of a country with a lot of people and a lot of means, so therefore he will be able to continue with war for a really long time. However, he made it clear the West will continue to fortify and support Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, the court case that made abortion illegal in 50 states, has caused strong reaction from both Republicans and Democrats. Appearing on Sunday Morning Futures is Republican Senator from Utah, Mike Lee, reacting to the recent events.
This begs the question, why do they hate democracy? Why do they hate allowing people to elect their own representatives to make laws? That's really what we're dealing with here.
Security is a top priority at the World Cup.
The Department of Homeland Security will be on hand at the World Cup to help make sure the soccer tournament is safe and secure. Robert Silver is the Undersecretary for Strategy, Police, and Plans at DHS.
Without predicting, it is our responsibility to prepare and plan for different possibilities, and that is what we have done.
DHS officials told ABC News there is no credible threat to the World Cup at this time. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Minions, The Rise of the Gru, is making quite a splash in its debut weekend at North America's theaters. The new Universal animated feature earned $108 million in its first weekend release in the United States and Canada. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.